So this another episode is a great one. It is also a stressful one as well. I just reflecting back on what I've experienced is just another hello to me. And welcome to another episode. And you don't know, it's your boy. And you will get the intro. So it's your boy. So let's get back on topic. So this episode we're talking about hypocritical co-workers, and also we're going to talk about watchdog employees within the workplace. It's also a form of also another aspect of micromanagement, which I did not touch in the previous episode. So yeah, anyway, so this hypocritical co-worker, the first day I been on the job, like in the second or the third, my supervisor did say they are not your friend, and they will laugh with you and smile with you, but at the end of the day, they're not your friend. And his exact word come to fruition, and also his exact word also, yeah, the micromanagement aspect of it. He's not your co-worker, but supervisor, manager, they're not your co-worker. They're not your friend, not me. But you have some, in the workplace, you have some workers, they're very hypocritical. Like, you will talk to them and they laugh. Like a particular, for instance, I exit the room and I come out of the room to collect something from the window, right? And then I go back. When I come back in the room is just silent. You know the ghost on it, like cricket, you could hear cricket in the room. Cause they stopped up. Right? And then when you come out of the room, same thing. Coming back, same thing. Same thing. And you're like, what's this awkward feeling? Like this feeling just awkward. And so you have to be mindful of these coworkers. And the same coworkers will be informing you about this and that. And you have to create a niche for yourself. You have to create an impact for yourself to know that you will not deal with these people, you will not tolerate these people, because at the end of the day, I am going up. And you want me to be on this level, like, sir, madam, I don't want to find my flat level. I want to be on a level where I can have positive energy around me, positivity around me. May I enjoy myself without you becoming bad vibes and your negativity around me. I want good professional relationship with workers, and also potentially be friends with them. But you have some nasty, dirty co-workers. Their main purpose is to gossip, chat about you. As I said in my previous episode, people talk about you because you're important to them. And if you're not important to them, they will not talk about you, right? And a favorite video that Crystal Thompson done, she said, I define myself. I already define me. And the only way I would take your definition only way I would take your definition to define me is you'd have to send it up in our prayer to God to rinse it, wash it, dry it, steam it, press it out, press out like you have crushed on your high school crush them or your crush them, like your like your blows crush up like relief, and then you press it out. The only way I will take your message, I will just press it out, and iron it out. Make your iron it out so it's thick like living dead. Iron it out. And the only way, and then you win, and you send it up in our prayer to God, or you rinse it, wash it, dry wash it, everything, press it out, and then God send it back to me, because trust me, that's the only way your opinion will be matter to me. Your definition of your worth is important to me. And you have to realize, you as an individual, people will always talk about you, whether it's good or bad, but at the end of the day, their definition of, or their definition or their opinion of you is not that important. You have to be a careless, senseless, free person who just don't worry about certain things, like in life. Like me, I don't worry, because an idea is not going to affect a bone in me. Your opinion, I love to tell people, your opinion of me not shake a bone or a nerve in me, because we sell them stiff like dumpling, thick and stiff like dumpling. But if I tell you, thick and stiff like dumpling, I'm going to tell you, yeah, it actually, your opinion, and I'm saying, where do you find the time to gossip about your coworker? If your coworker do not know how to do a particular task, or do not know how to do this, instead of you to be shaming on them and you to be gossip about them, they not know to, are you running to the manager or the supervisor? You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to do this. You show the person, like the person don't have experience in the field, you show them. You show them so they can learn and grasp their craft, the skill, because everybody is book smart, and everybody can become a doctor, and everybody can become a lawyer, and everybody can become the ordinary things that society wants. Somebody have to be here. Somebody have to be creative, content creator, just like me. Somebody have to be, do the out of the ordinary stuff. So somebody has to be find a niche within themselves. So if they apply for a job or they want a job, you create opportunity for them so that they can learn. On the job, learning is critical. You don't. Somebody said this to you one more time, you send this to you. There's a constant bickering against each other. It is unprofessional. I also learned that you do not make your coworker look bad so that you can look good. It does not work that way. Both of you guys work as a team. Teamwork is important. Individual work, although individual work, you have a responsibility of winning the, you to carry out your function and responsibility, but also teamwork is much more productive, efficient, and reliable. So, and those coworkers that are hypocritical, you just have to watch and observe. What you do silent, move out your two antenna, then which is your ears, and you listen to their conversation, their dialogue, their conversation, how they talk about other coworkers, and you will try to distance yourself away from them. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to become, say that you in a dismissal or you in a, that does not work with. So hypocritical coworkers, they are the ones that you really do not want to be around. And it's also having a coworker that is hypocritical and they quick to want to make you lose your job instantly, they are the ones. They're not going to last long in the company. Some one way or another, somebody's going to teach them a lesson, which is karma. And I say karma is a blessing. Anywhere you're going, at anything you do, karma is a blessing. Come back to you. And those same hypocritical co-worker can become a watchdog, or are a watchdog individual. And they watch people clock up what you do. They cannot, as I said, my experience, I could not eat lunch in Peach where my co-worker would be literally watching me go me and eat. Okay, if I got a bathroom, she's there within the female bathroom, acting like she's using the bathroom. And that is so toxic, it's so unhealthy. You do not want to come to work because at the end of the day, you have somebody watching. Having somebody pee pee clock up. I'm saying, yeah, people watch people, but to that extreme, though, oh my god, it is too much. And having a watchdog in the workplace, they are more tempted to fight you out of your job. And as someone said, it's a dog eat dog world. They prefer to enjoy having pleasure of you being miserable, sad, don't have an income, because at the end of the day, they want to have it all. They want to be a hierarchy. And if you want to be on top of your game by looking down to an individual and talking bad about them and talking and treat them a particular way, it not help you. It does not help you any at all. It does not help you as any at all. If the co-worker, if the worker now do them work, yes, you have to rough them up and you have to give them the hard reality. But at the end of the day, is how you communicate with them impact their level of respect for you. Because you can have a stern supervisor, stern co-worker, but at any day you have a professional relationship with them, and outside of workplace you have a great relationship with them also, because they know their boundaries. When it's action time, when it's work time, it's work time. When it's after work, everything let loose, everything move away, enjoy themselves, party, whatever. So those hypocritical co-workers, like, come on, it does not serve, it does not add value, it does not serve you good as a co-worker. It does not make you feel, say, that you need to cut somebody else's food to make you happy, because as I said, karma will come at you. And I said the solution for this is to separate yourself from negative people and negative energy, and stay positive, stay by yourself, listen to yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy your own company. I have been experienced that I love my company, I enjoy my company by myself, because at the end of the day, you realize that people, they're not fake, you know, they are the, as I said, friends not good for you. Mama used to tell me, friends not good for you. You have to learn the hard way. If you don't, you're going to learn the hard way. So watch out for these co-workers. And that's my episode on the Double Trouble Podcast.
life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the tub. See many people there outside when they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me a stand the defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill, yeah. So I chatty get even warning, yeah. If you fall in love, girl is satin, yeah. You go to breakfast, I'm not capping, yeah. Can you see drip?